Blog Talk Radio.
Pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand.
And Joseph said unto him the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand, after the former manner when thou wast his brother. But think on me, and it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had 3 white baskets on my head, and in the uppermost basket there was all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation thereof. The 3 baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee. And it came to pass the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Hallelujah. Beshem Yahushu HaMashiach. Heavenly Father, Holy One of Israel, through your Son, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our soon coming King, we give praise, glory, and honor to your holy and to your most precious name. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, for blessing each and every one of us who are alive this day with the opportunity to seize the moment, Heavenly Father, with the opportunity, Heavenly Father, to come before thee yet once again and ask thee for the forgiveness of our sins. Merciful Father, we praise you and we thank you for allowing us to see another holy day, gracious and merciful Father. Within your holy season, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Holy One of Israel, for this special Shabbat, which is a marker according to your calculation, according to your calendar, whereby we shall begin the count on the morrow afterwards. Gracious and merciful Father, we thank you for allowing us this opportunity to take part in what you have commanded. Heavenly Father, as we embark upon the study of your word, we bow the knees of our heart before you, and we ask you to uplift our mind, Heavenly Father, that we can see the truth of thy word according to your divine will. Lead us and guide us by your spirit, and open thou our understanding, that we may behold wonderful truth within your Torah, your teachings. Gracious and merciful Father, we pray for strength by way of your Ruach HaKodesh, that you lead us, that you guide us today and each and every day of our lives, Heavenly Father, to do thy will, to do that which is pleasing in thy sight. We humbly and we sincerely thank you, Father, for your loving kindness which you show towards us each and every day, for providing for us the necessities that we need to survive, food, shelter, clothing. We thank you, gracious and merciful Father, for you are worthy to be praised by the whole of your creation. In the name of your Son, our Savior, and our Redeemer, we pray for those who are sick, who are suffering, Heavenly Father. We pray that you comfort them on this day, that they too may bask in your presence and raise holy hands and give praise and glory and honor to thee, for you are worthy, gracious and merciful Father. You are worthy. Beshem Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And welcome, family, to Ibrit culture. As I sit in for our brother who is a little under the weather this Sabbath evening. But Here's the problem. I mistakenly set. So what I had to do, that's why there was a delay with getting on. A little rusty because I haven't been on here for some time. So what I had to do, I had to set up another broadcast to come on at 7:30. So we're going to pick back up at 7:30, and we're going to talk about the passage that we opened up with in Bereshit chapter 40. So they're about to cut me off. I will be back on. For those I see on the line, you can call back. I'll be sending out another link at 7:30 or before 7:30 so you can all hook up then, and we will get on with our discussion. Until then, Shabbat Shalom Mishpacha.